The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan, innovation that excites.
It's a great pleasure to welcome to the Hard Shoulder here on News Talk the new Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries and lots more, Barry Cowan, Fianna Fáil TD for Laois Offaly. First of all, I knew your brother very well as Taoiseach and Minister, and it's a pleasure to sincerely and warmly congratulate you on this great achievement. You must be very proud.
I am indeed, and thanks very much for your warm congratulations. I am indeed very proud. Mixture of emotions, really, I suppose, you know, great pride and anticipation, but some fear and trepidation too, because it's a huge role to take on, but one that I hope I'm up to and I'm committed to and look forward to ensure this industry grows from strength to strength.
And have you ever worn a pair of Wellington boots other than at the Ploughing Championships? Do you have any agri background?
Look, my dad was a butcher and a small farmer. My grandfather was a cattle dealer in his day. So, look, we have some background in it. But obviously, becoming a rural constituency, rural TD, many representations on behalf of the organisations and the fraternity. And, you know, many members within our own party locally whom are involved in the industry and who derive a livelihood from it. And I know, as you do, it's the backbone of the rural economy. And it's imperative that it has ample representation at the cabinet table, ensuring that it gets its fair share of the pie and that it moves in the direction, as I said, together with the industry to improve the lot of the farm family and the products that they produce.
Okay, now all of your successors, I think it would have been a fairly straightforward agri-food mandate, which is to grow exports, to sustain as many family farms, onward and upward, you know, more added value and all of those things. But there now is a new challenge, which is that maybe, you know, the common agricultural policy is going to become a common environmental policy. And this is also the case in terms of everything across the board that, you know, the custodians of the countryside, but also reducing the national herd is an objective of the Green Party and so on. How are you going to reconcile those sort of traditional mandates with these new environmental concerns of sustainability?
Okay. Well, the traditional mandates remain. I think my goal will be to ensure that the industry brings together or aligns in a way in which production systems and consumer sentiment and environmental ambition are aligned as one, and that everybody moves together on that road. You know, there is a uniqueness of agriculture that has been recognised and is provided for within the programme for government. It's not all about agriculture in relation to the movement that has to be made in relation to climate action. There are other areas that will have a fair share of responsibility too, obviously in construction and transport and industry and so forth. But there will be a common purpose within the department, within those personnel that have responsibilities in it, irrespective of what party they are, to recognise the ambition that is contained within the programme for government. So we'll reduce emissions, we'll remove emissions, we'll move on energy solutions, all of which can combine to ensure that the products and the produce, which is world leaders presently, recognises the input it has had to date from an environmental and sustainable perspective, but to improve upon that and, as you rightly say, to continue to add value to the product, which ensures it remains at the top of the league.
Would you oppose any move? Because my own understanding of this, and I've spoken to people who are non-political but have a deep understanding of these concerns, that there may well be a conflict of interest between food and the environment. Do you have any approach to that? Like, say someone said, look, suckling beef farmers aren't making any money, we need to reduce the national herd. What would be your reaction to that?
No, we don't need to reduce the national herd at all. As I said to you, we need to improve and be cognizant of the new technologies and embrace those new technologies. And, you know, you have feedstuffs, for example, which can have an impact too and reduce the emissions associated with methane. And we're watching that closely, and we'll move to take advantage of those commercial advancements. And it's along that path we would like to travel. Like I said, we can reduce emissions on one hand, we can remove emissions on another in relation to the inputs and the solutions and the programs in relation to forestry, in relation to managing peat soils and so forth, and also the alternatives in relation to energy, self-sufficiencies on farms. TAM supports are there presently that help and assist with that. You've seen Danone in your own county today being mentioned as the first carbon neutral plant of its type in the world. So that's the sort of leadership and example that can be shown. The big producers then too can ensure that they can reward those that provide market that suits the consumer demands that are there presently and are changing and are always evolving. And that's the sort of supports, that's the support of collaborative, collegiate type of atmosphere that we want to engender in the industry.
How will you treat your super junior? My attitude to my junior minister was always the mushroom policy, keep him in the dark. How will you deal with Pippa?
Well, I'm afraid we've moved on since that day when you could keep them in the dark, Ivan, and we've moved on from a 2.5 party system that dominated your lifetime in politics, even though it's not that long ago. We've moved on to a much broader political system now where there's up to 8 groupings and coalition governments, you know, like in Europe, are something of the future. We've shown our ability to be responsible, we've shown our ability to build consensus, to form alliances, to agree a programme for government where there was much different priorities and on the part of all parties. But in the end of the day, we have a programme for government that is a consensus, that is a blueprint that we have to embrace and we have to work to deliver. And in relation to my role within the department, I will work hand in glove with Pippa Hackett and any other junior ministers that care to join us with a view to achieving and realising the ambition that's contained within the document.
And incidentally, when because there was an expectation the junior ministers would be announced today, there's a cabinet meeting tonight, when do you think the junior ministers will be announced?
It could well be today, I believe, but again, I'm only, you know, commenting on okay. Media speculation.
But the cabinet have yet to meet today.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Now, just in relation to forestry, there's very ambitious plans, very specific plans in the programme. Do you think they'll be achieved?
I have every hope and wish and commitment that they can be achieved. Like I said, I'm now working with the officials here in the early days of this government in order to align much of the ambition and commitments contained within the programme for government to put processes and checks and balances in place in order to monitor what progress we can make in those areas, including forestry and
okay. Now, the government I was a member was also a three-party coalition. I found it actually worked well. What happened was the three leaders, Prunches, DeRosa, John Bruton and Dick Spring, met at 9 o'clock, the cabinet met at 10:30 and everything was decided. And if it wasn't decided, it was deferred. So you might find there's a troika back. But I just want to ask you, how do you think you will preserve Fianna Fáil identity when the collegiality is probably in the national interest?
Well, the collegiality is in the national interest, and it's especially in the national interest when you consider the huge job of work it has in its effort to reduce that deficit, which stands at 30 billion, and no one would have expected that. But at the time of, you know, our primary responsibilities in relation to that issue, our primary responsibilities at this stage is July stimulus, it's the national economic recovery, it's the budget, all geared toward restoring the economy to growth and getting jobs back into the economy. But what hasn't gone away is the issues that were very pertinent at the time of the election, which was in housing and health. And I think by Fianna Fáil taking on board those ministries, it is an indication of our commitment and our ambition and our willingness to respond to the issues as they were at that time, with a new impetus, a new state-led approach to delivering on those issues in a way in which the previous government, unfortunately, could not.
Okay. And by your deeds, therefore, you will create your identity. And that was certainly the attitude in the Rainbow government. The better the government does, the better the party
exactly.
will do. And I accept that. But I have to put it to you, and I put this to you as a fair-minded man. I've never seen it before that the deputy of a leader didn't get a cabinet post.
No, but I mean, you've never seen it before, but you have to look at the background to this decision and to the placement of Dara Cailleary as Chief Whip. It's always a challenge, as you well know, to get a geographical spread across the ministries, but this is a national government. I'm the Minister for Agriculture and the Marine and Food, not for Offaly or the Midlands, but for the country, and that's a national responsibility. And it's understandable that people are interested in the announcements and the personalities, but as you and we just said, it's the decisions that are made and the actions that are delivered that will matter. And in the context of Dara and his role, he's coming after many others in the tradition of Fianna Fáil who were badly wanting in that position. You know, you had Noel Dempsey, Dermot Ahern, Seamus Brennan, Bertie Ahern.
No, but I was coming at it. No, but sorry, they were on the way up. They weren't, like, he was a survivor of 2011. My point is this purely on the humanity side of it. As someone who has worn the T-shirt myself,
I felt very sorry for Dara. I can identify with that, but you quickly realise the responsibilities that one has in the role that he has been afforded and has the privilege of working in. And that is ensuring that three parties can work together, ensuring that they stay together, ensuring that relationships are maintained, ensuring that he can provide as whip and manager of the Dáil programme, that he can ensure that legislation and provision is made for legislation, and he can ensure that ministers provide the legislation to give impetus and to build on the commitments that are in the programme for government. That is his primary responsibility, and he will enjoy and give it his all, I've no doubt. And also, you know too, there's no vote taken at a cabinet meeting.
No.
A cabinet is...
It's purely on the personal basis that I feel sorry for him.
Look, I understand and realise and empathise with the personal nature of this, whereby there may have been a certain assumption as a deputy leader of a party that you would assume responsibility in cabinet for a department. But this is more than that. This is to ensure that this government survives. This is to ensure that the impetus and the provisions are made within the Dáil for legislation to match.
And there's no truth, Barry, in the rumour that I was told, and I'm not saying it's true. Someone said that you were offered whip and you told them where to stick it.
No, that's not at all true. I was ready to take and gladly respond to any offering that was made to me in the context of ensuring this government can deliver to the public and to people.
So it's just not true. All right. Now, in relation to rural Ireland, you know, one of the roles of the Department Minister for Agriculture is seen to be a champion of rural Ireland. What do you say to people down the Western Seaboard that neither of the three party leaders saw fit to appoint anyone cabinet? And I totally get the point they don't have a vote, but there is a status to that and the geography of that that means something to the people of West. It might mean nothing to me, no minister in the South East, but the point about it is this, that this is an issue on the ground.
Look, what I say to that, and I'll repeat what I said earlier, I've no doubt that initially people are interested in the announcements and the personalities. But what I'm saying in response to that, judge us on our actions. It's the decisions that are made, it's the actions that are delivered that'll matter. And balanced regional development has always been a key priority of ours in government, and I am sure and committed to reiterating that we will now have an opportunity to deliver for rural areas and will be judged and adjudicated on a later date as to our ability or our commitment being realised or not. You know, you also have only half the positions allocated at this stage. You have announcements of ministers of state later today or this week, and that could give a truer geographic spread then. But in the meantime, you have Barry Cowan in agriculture, you have a chief whip in Dara Cailleary, who are both very passionate to deliver on rural issues in relation to the cabinet's responsibility. And we'll ensure that we will bring those policies to the cabinet table to reflect that commitment and show people on the ground that we can deliver, and it's then our communities will respond.
Final question, and it's a personal question and one that you would have a special insight in because of Brian's role. And that is, in December 2022, I recently interviewed Micheál and I asked him what was his personal plan after, you know, the rotation takes place. And he said he continued to determined to serve as Taoiseach and so on. But at some point, because he's the same age as me, 60, would you be interested whenever there is a vacancy, and I know you're going to say there's no vacancy now, would you personally have it on your horizon to be party leader at some point in the future?
I might well be, and I might well have aspirations, but they're not being at all entertained at this juncture. I am entering into a cabinet and a government position for the first time. It's a huge responsibility. I don't doubt the commitment that is required to ensure that I can be successful at it, that I can deliver, and I can realise the ambition within this area that's within the programme for government. That's my one firm focus.
Okay, you've answered the question. How is Brian finally?
He's very well, thanks. He's making steady progress and moving in the right direction. It's been a long year, but it's been one which he has committed himself to the help and assistance that he's been given from the medical team out there in Vincent's and in Donnybrook, and we want to pay tribute to them who have worked tirelessly for him and for many others during the course of the COVID crisis especially, and ensured that they could continue the pathway to recovery. And he's no different than anybody else in that regard, and we look forward to having him home in 6 weeks or so.
Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries, we wish you well in your important role. Barry Cowan, thank you for joining us
on
The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.